Baseball, known as America's national pastime, didn't make it to the West Coast until a little more than 30 years ago. As a result, many purists on the East Coast say that Californians have only a superficial interest in the game. But Daniel Glick of member station KQED reports the differences may be just a matter of style.
If baseball is a religion, you could say that California fans are the least fanatical of the bunch. Like most religions, you can be as devout as you wish and find a suitable place to worship. On the East Coast, Orthodox baseball fanaticism is the principal denomination. But it's easier to be a baseball fan out west, and, well, the code of conduct is less rigid. Here, the stadiums are spacious, the teams are contenders, and the weather is perfect from April through October. Fans here don't do penance by supporting losing teams or by sweltering through meaningless, muggy midsummer matches. But when everything's right, like this night at the Oakland Coliseum, it would be hard to argue with this sect of baseball worshippers. A's fans came early, hung out in the parking lot among the barbecues, and practiced being fans, California style.
We've got scampi, we've got a whole New York strip steak, two bottles of Sonoma County Cabernet that was a gold medal winner. We've got Mama Fortino's fresh roasted jalapeno peppers. We've got a gourmet meal right here in the parking lot, where on the East Coast you wouldn't be able to enjoy that.
But do the fans suffer from their misguided approach to the intricate game of baseball? Do they realize when a player has missed a hit-and-run opportunity or failed to lay down a bunt? A's center fielder Dave Henderson has played in both Boston and New York. He says West Coast fans do understand the game, but are a little more forgiving than their Eastern counterparts.
In California, they understand that you can screw up every now and then. They boo, but they forget about it the next day. And Boston and New York, they hold grudges a long time.
East Coast teams were already playing at the start of the century, but the A's didn't get here until 20 years ago, and the Giants and Dodgers moved west in the late 50s. A's pitching coach Dave Duncan played on the A's powerhouse teams of the early 70s and says the West Coast is just catching up.
Baseball back in the East is a tradition. Most of the people started going to games when their father took them to a game. Now they're taking their children to a game. That tradition is just beginning to be built in the West.
For diehard transported Easterners forced to get their baseball fix here on the East Coast, watching California fans at work can be a baffling experience. Robert Ayas was raised in the shadow of the Green Monster at Boston's Fenway Park. He says fans back there take the game far more seriously.
In Boston, they study the game more. They know Ted Williams' batting average in his third year of play, and they study all the different moves the managers are going to make, and they half the guys in there think they know better than the manager. They're involved in the game minute by minute. People go to the game to see the game, not for the party.
But even the most puritanical East Coast fan can't argue with the success of the laid-back California teams. A California World Series may be in the works again this year, and native son Jerry Rosenberg has this message for East Coast zealots.
West Coast baseball is the best baseball around. We swept Boston four games. I mean, that proves it right there. I mean, East Coast baseball, it's over. New York, they're a thing of the past.
For National Public Radio, this is Daniel Glick in Oakland.
The time is 21 minutes before the hour.